You're listening to the audio production of The Complete King Raven Trilogy by Stephen R. Lawhead, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Adam Werner. Hood by Stephen Lawhead, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Adam Werner.
Prologue. The pig was young and wary, a yearling boar timidly testing the wind for strange scents, as it ventured out into the honey-colored light of a fast-fading day. Bran ap Bricken, Prince of Elfail, had spent the entire day stalking the greenwood for a suitable prize, and he meant to have this one. 8 years old and the king's sole heir, he knew well enough that he would never be allowed to go out into the forest alone. So rather than seek permission, he had simply taken his bow and four arrows early that morning and stolen from the Caer unnoticed. This hunt, like the young boar, was dedicated to his mother, the queen. She loved the hunt and gloried in the wild beauty and visceral excitement of the chase. Even when she did not ride herself, she would ready a welcome for the hunters with a saddle cup and music, leading the women in song. "Don't be afraid," she told Bran, when, as a toddling boy, he had been dazzled and a little frightened by the noise and revelry. "We belong to the land. Look, Bran." She lifted a slender hand toward the hills and the forest rising like a living rampart beyond. "All that you see is the work of our Lord's hand. We rejoice in his provision." Stricken with a wasting fever, Queen Crian had been sick most of the summer, and in his childish imaginings, Bran had determined that if he could present her with a stag or a boar that he had brought down all by himself, she would laugh and sing as she always did, and she would feel better. She would be well again. All it would take was a little more patience and, still as a stone, he waited in the deepening shadow.